Yes. Because honestly, you know, at the end of the day, there is no accurate truth. No matter what, yeah. There's absolutely no accurate truth.
Right.
So even if you're like, no, it's true that you're a bad person if you do this, technically, there is no accurate truth.
Right.
Because
technically they're wrong.
You don't actually know.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome to Mi Casa, Evans.
Thank you for having me. Lori.
It's so crazy. She comes in every morning at 7 or every morning.
Every morning I come in.
You know, since you started your new job, I just miss you so much. I'm like, 7:30, could you pop by for
could
a little
you just
morale?
Come in here.
Because she's got the best attitude, the attitude of gratitude for the day,
thanks,
for life,
Lori.
For friendship. Yeah. So, so wow. When she comes in, Waffles, like, does Waffles legitimately still think you are here just for her?
I hope she does, because she's the fluffiest, best thing that ever.
She really is.
I love her.
Oh my God. We're letting her hair grow. Do you like her flow?
I love her flow. It is so poofy. Each week, it just gets poofier and poofier.
And you know, every time we take her to our, to get, you know.
Yeah.
What does the dog?
They're like, you need a haircut.
Yeah, every
time.
And I'm like, she's not getting a haircut.
I'm like, please let us cut her hair.
I'm like, please, this is a 4-hour appointment. I hate your dog.
They're so nice.
They are so nice there, but they're not cutting her hair.
No, they're not.
I'm like, Waffles is Samson. If you cut her hair, she loses her powers.
Is it going to be down to like, I wonder how long it can get.
Do you want to know what's really messed up, Evans?
Yes.
When she has long hair,
yeah,
she gets so much attention on walks. It's out of control. And when we cut her hair like a poodle, people are like, what is that?
Yeah. People don't.
I'm like, she's the same dog right. On the inside.
Yeah. Why? How dare you?
Oh, good Lord. All right. So I heard that my husband ran into you last night, but
yes.
You sent me a text first, which is so funny because Chris came home and I'm like, you know, you could like never cheat on me. It's so awesome because I randomly.
Like I just saw Chris.
I just passed Chris at Wally's. I was like, Wally's? He was at Hillstone, but it's right next door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Caught him in the act of going to Wally's
going
for a cocktail.
Another cocktail place.
I love it. He has his mandates.
It looked like a really fun mandate.
Oh, my God. For real, I love that he has his guy friends and his guy mentors. And he was out last night with like a friend slash mentor of his. And mm-hmm. I just always love like him coming home and hearing his conversations. So
important.
You guys have separate, you and Adam have like separate lives with separate
yes.
friends? And how's that work out for you?
We never really, Adam and I don't really talk that much. We have an agreement.
So it works out really well.
Yeah. We're getting married and we're going to both be at the wedding. But outside of that.
You know, it works out good because you're like a one bedroom is so much cheaper. You could be like, we're just roommates that,
yeah.
you know, keep each other warm.
Yeah. But you have to have separate lives because if you just hang out, me personally, I would not do well with that.
No, you have to be interesting.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I'm, you know, sitting across from Chris or something and I'm like, I am bored. And I'm like, it's because I'm boring.
Yes.
I need to go do something like outside of the cave and bring it back.
Right. Like, go have an adventure.
Exactly. I need to be like, I saw the waterfalls today and the salmon swimming upstream.
And it was beautiful.
And he's like, I saw a bear. And we're like, all right, that's enough.
Okay. Hey, I got fired up last night.
Why?
Listen.
In a good way, right? Or
well,
no?
I think so.
Okay, do tell.
We went to a restaurant that shall remain nameless, but before I saw Chris.
Yeah.
And
I didn't appreciate the non-hospitable attitudes.
Uh-oh. Rut-row. That happens here sometimes.
It does. Mm-hmm. And normally I'm the type of person who's like, they're busy. I get it. Because we've all worked in restaurants. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah. I waitressed.
Right? And it's hard. I totally get it. But this time I was like, no, I don't appreciate this. And so I said, listen, I would want my team to know if they had been rude. So I'm letting you know. And it felt good to let it off my chest.
You know, sometimes I think it's important because it is actually a favor for the owners. Mm-hmm. It's funny because we've been going to a salad place and they are not as friendly as most of them. So I literally have been sitting like, is it actually of service if I do it in the right way? Like if it's a really well-written letter or if it's because I would truly want to know. Like,
me too.
Oh my gosh. Like I want to know if my customer service is, because that's an extension of me and you want it to trickle down. So it's like sometimes you don't know. So I think it's good when it's done in a tasteful way. No pun intended.
Me too. Oh.
Oh, how was the food?
It was really good.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Just, well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Doesn't it feel good to
it
like-
It felt really good. Yeah. I was not mean at all.
Yeah. I can't
but in
actually
my head, I was
picture
like,
you being mean. So this morning, Evans, I took something called a self-development shower.
You did?
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Is that the freezing one?
Yeah. That would be when your water heater keeps breaking. Nobody can fix it. We've had so many plumbers over here. And so this morning I was like, that's it. Like I have to shave. It has been 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm about to go to SoulCycle and lift up my arms a lot. And some people are into that actually be some totally people, acceptable here, but yes. I'm just not in the mood for pricky pits.
Yeah.
So
pricky
pits. I was like, that's it. This is, you know, if Jesse Itzler can do it and like be in these cold baths and Wim Hof. Like this is, so I was like, this is good for me. And I was like, huh, like pounding my chest.
Yes.
Like, yes. And then shaving my armpits like, yes, you can. But I came out and my fingers were pure white. And I yelled to Chris, I'm like, get me a coffee now.
Hypothermia.
10 minutes in a freezing cold shower. He's been taking them every day. Chris has.
I don't know how people do that.
You know what? I actually feel so invigorated right now.
Do you really?
It was literally 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, wow. Maybe
that's
I'll
good.
Do that. Like, no, I won't.
I just enjoy hot water. I feel excited that we have that privilege.
You know what? That's exciting. So pound your chest in the hot water and be like, I'm amazing in this warm water.
But I'm proud of you for taking that cold shower.
Well, it needed to be done. Like I was basically doing it for everyone else because I can no longer take a poor man's bath is what we called it living up north.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
Totally.
It's just the washcloth.
You just wipe down your areas.
Wipe it down. Couldn't do it anymore. I was like, this is enough. Enough is enough. All right. What's your quote?
My quote, I heard this on a podcast and it doesn't have, I don't know who said it, but they said part of life is finding your comfort zone and staying out of it.
Oh, you know,
did you say that?
No. I wish.
But you talk about that a lot.
Yes, I did, Evans. That's a great
quote.
That's
a Lori Harder.
Wow. Okay. That's really making me think. My comfort zone.
I am in my comfort zone right now, I think.
How's it feel?
Gotta get out. Gotta go find those waterfalls and the salmons.
How's it feel? Like, I want to know. Because I think some people are like, am I in my comfort zone or am I not in my comfort zone?
I think it feels like stuck.
Stagnant.
Yeah, stagnant.
You're in a pond. You're not in a stream.
Yeah, and it's like a hot pond.
Ooh.
Ooh, like you've been in there for a while.
You know, when I lived in Minnesota, like they would build these lakes, like out in these, you know, home, like they'd
build
these big developments. And you think they're going to be awesome until July when
it's
hot. And you're like, oh, basically this is just sprouting bugs.
Yeah, just a germ pool.
Oh my God. Waffles used to run in and she'd come out just pure green. And I was like, you can no longer, like they would actually warn against dogs going in because they could get super, super sick off of like the stagnation.
That's
of whatever was in there.
I'm in one of those germ pools right now.
You got to get out so you don't get sick.
I know.
What do you think would help you get out? Like, what do you know actually? Okay, take a deep breath. What does your inner knowing know about getting out of the pond?
It knows that you got to spice up your routine.
With what?
With taking a class or challenging. I don't think I'm challenging my mind.
Mm. You know, when you were in your comedy class.
Oh, yeah. That was so fun.
I felt like you were always happy about it.
I really was.
So what's the class?
I don't know. I looked at the community college because they have tons of summer community classes.
Okay, so next week we'll ask you if you did any research.
Okay.
Because I feel like you sat down a couple times and you're like, I just feel stagnant.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get that. We got to get a river flowing, like a little stream.
A little stream in there. Don't you ever feel like that?
Are you kidding me? All the time.
And you're just like, what's wrong with me?
That's why I added guitar. That's been really helpful.
You're very proactive.
What else? Just doing different things socially with people has been really big for me. But also, I'm really aware that I need to make sure I have time for myself.
Yes.
And Chris and I have even been trying little things like going to a different restaurant or
That's a good idea.
Little things like that. Saying yes to some people. I've been on some girl dates like with SoulCycle and then going to coffee. And sometimes they're great and sometimes the energy's not fully there. And that's awesome. And I noticed that even on the days where I'm like, yeah, that wasn't like a total connection, but it was also amazing to meet someone new and bring a new perspective and also get really clear on what works for you and what doesn't. It was
absolutely
so it's really interesting. It's always good, but I notice on days that I do that, even when it's like I said, not awesome, I feel great because I did something different.
And you just have to take that little push to make yourself do it.
And man, you have to plan in things that you enjoy.
You really do. Or before you know it, you've had a whole week of routine lameness.
Routine lameness. I love it. What's your quote?
Oh, I said mine. It's your turn.
Oh, never mind. Okay, my turn. Self-worth comes from one thing, thinking that you are worthy. And that is Wayne Dyer.
Boom.
I want to add something to that though. Self-worth comes from one thing, thinking that you are worthy, and also doing things that would make you believe you're worthy. Because you can like sit and think you're worthy all day long, but if you don't actually start to match up your actions with things that would make you feel worthy, such as taking care of yourself, eating healthier food, going for a workout, doing things that make you enjoy yourself, like who you are.
Yes.
Finding the people who make you enjoy who you are. And if you don't enjoy who you are in groups of people, you're with the wrong people.
I agree.
And
well, I agree.
Kermit the Frog concurs. Kermit concurs.
That was a cool little gurgle I just
loved
did.
It. I wish you could do the whole podcast in that voice.
I agree.
Lost Laurel. Oh, boy. Oh. Do we have a review of the
week?
Boy,
do we ever. So this is a really nice review. Mm. It's from...
Do you think you'll ever pick a really bad review, like a one star?
Yeah.
Those would suck. Don't read those to me.
They don't exist.
You're right. All 21 of them on there.
Listen to this one. You're going to like this.
Okay, I'm going
to
love it.
It's from Virtually Natalie. And she said, Lori and her inspiring guests share the best of the best and downright compelling content on how to live a healthier and happier life. Read Take Actionable Steps to Live Your Best Life. Highly recommend listening and subscribing to Earn Your Happy if you want the knowledge and the mindsets to improve your body, mind, and spirit and step into the best version of yourself.
Whoa. I mean, here's the deal. We got to focus on those. And this is for everyone. And thank you so much for that freaking amazing review.
Virtually
and
Natalie.
If you hear yourself, make sure that you email customer service so we can send you something awesome.
Oh, so nice.
So nice. We need to focus on those because we all have the nice reviews in our life every day and we let them go by because we're looking at the people who are giving bad reviews.
It's so much easier to focus on the negative.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's really messed up.
Is it because there are people who are like very focused on the positive? Do you think it's just how they were either raised or?
That's a good question because a lot of people have had really terrible negative childhoods and stuff and they still are like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm positive.
I have noticed if you make it a real practice, it's so much easier to be.
It's so much easier.
Oh my God.
Even if you just say three nice things that happened that day and it could be like, I got to take a shower.
That's so true. You know what? I am so grateful for my hot water right now. You have no idea. I was like, I truly didn't know how spoiled we were. So when I was in my self-development shower, I was truly thinking of all of the people in other countries who don't have hot water.
Right.
Or in this country who don't have hot water.
Or don't get to shower, period.
My God. Like it makes you not want to shower. And then it also just, I don't know, made me so grateful. But do you have a cue?
I have so many cues.
A rambler this morning. I don't know what that shower did to my brain, but it feels like it cut off some brain cells.
Well, I don't have an excuse. So this is from @Karis_Elizabeth. And she says, how do I know what to truly believe in and what not, and not what's fed to me by books, media, etc.?
This is such a great question.
What a good question.
What comes to you first when you hear that?
I would say intuition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just can tell when something's not honest. Do you know what I mean?
What's it feel like?
It feels icky. It feels like that stagnant pond. You're like, this isn't, this is a stagnant pond I got to get out of. It does. Yeah. When you know when something's like off, you can just kind of tell. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a terrible answer. But if you really want to know, you could just do a little Google search about the person who's saying it.
True. So put the pieces together. Like yeah. It's kind of a puzzle. So this is exactly what I do too. And if it doesn't feel right, I'll even really try it on or for size. Like, mm-hmm. Does this feel true? Has this been true? Is this true for me? Is this true for other people? Yes. Because honestly, you know, at the end of the day, there is no accurate truth. No matter what, yeah. There's absolutely no accurate truth.
Right.
So even if you're like, no, it's true that you're a bad person if you do this, technically, there is no accurate truth.
Right.
Because
technically they're wrong.
You don't actually know because you can't take into consideration every single thing that went into it. You have no idea what their background is. You have no idea what they grew up with. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that you have to decide what's true for you. Like, I love the quote and I use this a lot because it's so helpful for me. Like, eat the fruit and spit out the seeds. It's okay to not have it be true for you, but have it be someone else's truth. Like, the more that you get hung up on, hey, is that right? Is that truth? Is that accurate? Like, just decide what's right for you and keep going on your merry little path, because otherwise you will get so hooked into other people's ideas and beliefs, because someone could be, your best friend could be so firm on a certain belief and you could be so against it, and that's either going to break you apart or you're going to let it be okay.
Right.
And that's also your decision if it's something that you decide that you want to live with or continue your friendship on or whatever that looks like. But for me, it's the same. It's an actual like feeling. I'm like, is this true for me? And sometimes I'll even try it out, or I'll try it, you know, really like maybe use the theory or action in my life of whatever that person is saying. And I'm like, you know what? That might be great for them, or this diet might be great for them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for me, like just an example, like intermittent fasting is mm-hmm. awesome for me. For other people, they're like, oh, hell no. So it is my truth that for me, it gave me more energy. It made me happier.
Yes.
I feel better. For other people, they're like, no, absolutely not. So truth is just like different all across the board, because what works for you may not work for other people. I love that question.
I love that. And I love your answer.
I love your answer.
This is a great...
You know, what's the next QQ?
The next QQ is from @AllyPatris. And she said, hi, I love you and Evans. Well, that's nice.
Isn't it?
What is your favorite way to manifest what you want?
Do it.
Just do it.
What's my favorite way to manifest what I want?
Yeah.
Let me get more granular here. Let me think on this. We both need to think on this because we need to give her a really good answer. Okay, let me think.
Writing things down?
Definitely writing things down. In the beginning of manifesting, because I'm kind of manifesting something right now, mm-hmm. but I'm not sharing it yet.
Okay, I won't ask about it.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. A golden doodle farm.
Hey, that's coming later as well. I start to feed the manifestation. Like, I start to research it mm-hmm. in a positive light. I don't look for the stuff that's not working. I start to find the people that this particular thing that I desire has worked for. I start to like mm-hmm. play in that field of like whether it's something I'm thinking of creating and bringing it into reality. Maybe I start to draw it or design it or write it down or really think of what the short-term vision is, and then I write the long-term vision. So I start to daydream. Like, I'll take daydream walks, I'll take daydream like runs, and I'll really start feeding that manifestation. Mm-hmm. And then from there, if I decide it's a go for me, I start to take action. And I'm like, what would this actually look like if I wanted to manifest this? Because manifestation without action is a big turd.
Yeah.
So... like, you can sit and meditate all you want. You're still just sitting on top of a turd.
Yep, you're in that pond.
Yeah, you're literally in the turd pond. So I start to bring it in. That's the fuel. So mm-hmm. I think the manifesting and the thinking and the sitting and meditation is the fuel that's absolutely required to put in the automobile. Yes. So action is the automobile. Like meditation and thinking and manifestation is the fuel.
So
you got to get the car, but if you don't put the fuel in, ain't going nowhere. Mm-mm. Nobody's got time for that. So
nope. I think I needed that question today.
Really? That's so good.
That was
so
great.
Action for me. Like now I'm looking at what's the first step. And for me, I don't know the first step, but I do know the first step would be, if I didn't know the first step, would be to ask somebody and get meetings with people who have done something similar.
Yes.
So I'm going to start pounding down doors of people who have done this particular thing or something similar. And I'm going to make like lunch meetings and stuff with them. Anything.
That's smart.
And I'm not going to take no for an answer.
You're just going to keep pushing forward.
And I'm probably going to get, here's the thing is people are like, well, what's the fastest route? If you're asking that question, you can kiss your dreams goodbye because it doesn't exist. Like just take the route and get on the journey. Mm-hmm. Anything good is probably going to be a 3 to 5 to 7 year plan. So long haul.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be on the journey anyway. You might as well not be at the place you might as well not be sitting by the pond. If you're going to be sitting by the pond for the next 7 years anyway, you might as well spice it up. Exactly. Know that you're in it.
You're on
the lazy river. We wish it was the Mississippi, which can, I suppose, be roaring, but you're not.
But
you're in Wisconsin Dells and the lazy river on an inner tube.
And you're really paddling hard.
Hard. What do you think? What's your key to manifestation?
I think this is where I struggle is because I'll think about something and I'll be like, ooh, visualize, da 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 dee.
Yeah.
But it's those little actionable steps.
Yeah, no. And this is where people go completely wrong. And I just heard, let me think who, oh, I was randomly in the rabbit hole of Gary V last night and love him or hate him, he fires me up. Oh my God.
Yes.
Because it's just the truth. And he was like, you know, you've never met someone who's successful who didn't work really effing hard.
Yes.
And it's just true. Like, honestly, last year, if people want to put a book out or do anything remotely close to, like, I don't know, owning your own business or making, you know, good money or impacting a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is going to be the hustle of your life. And that's just the truth.
You got to put the time in.
You have to. And it's seasons. So yes, last year was the sprint of my life. And this year I get a little more downtime. But to be honest, it wasn't just last year. It was about 5 years leading up. And that was so intense. And I wish I could sit here and be like, go with ease and flow. There was no ease and there was no flow. I felt like I was in super tight pants all of the time.
Oh man, the kinds
of
like
awful.
Leave an imprint.
Oh
on
my
you.
God, where you eat way too much. Like that's how uncomfortable I felt daily. And I remember a point last year, Evans, where I would be on walks with Chris and it was the only thing that was keeping me sane. And I would say to him, I said, I don't know if I'll ever not feel anxious. And it's making me feel like anxious or stressed.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so scared and uncomfortable. And I was like, if I'm reaching my dream, should it feel this bad? And I kept saying, maybe if this is how it feels to reach your dreams, I don't think I want any of it. I said that probably 500 times last year.
Lori, and now I'm like, know that.
Oh my God. Now I'm, yeah, this was all while you were working for me.
I'm like, hi, Lori.
I'm like,
well, you make it look easy. I think that's why people are like, oh, it must be so easy to write a book.
Oh, shit.
No, there's a lot more that happens behind the scenes for years.
Years and years and years. And I can sit here and say now it is all worth it because let's pretend your dreams, like if they sit too long inside of your body, they turn into little gremlins and they will scratch their way out and destroy the place. They will. They'll be like,
that is not good, Lori.
No. Is that how you feel right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get that gremlin out.
You got to get those gremlins someplace.
Do you know
to
why?
Run around.
You are so funny and smart that is like you have something waiting to come out.
Lori, this has been a very good, I feel like I'm in therapy right now.
Well, I'm in therapy every day with you. It's great. No, really. Laugh therapy is like my best therapy.
Every
I always
Thursday
find
I feel
myself
a lot
again. Me too.
It's the best.
Evans and I saw each other on a walk the other day and I was like, I listened to our podcast last week. I never do. I never listen to our podcast. And I just laughed and laughed and laughed in the bathroom by myself. And I was like, we are so funny. So if you don't feel that way, I am so sorry. Is there one more question?
Oh, yes, there is. Okay. Whoo. Jackie_Mendoza. How do you handle not feeling guilty / being a bad friend when you're evolving and they aren't? I feel like this is a common question.
Oh, man. I mean, do you feel guilty when you're evolving? When you're like, oh, man, I'm kind of moving on?
Yeah, there is a little guilt there.
Yeah, because someone wants to sit by the pond still. And you're like, this pond reeks right now.
I do not need this pond anymore.
I mean, you know the ponds that start to smell like caca?
Yes. Caca ponds.
Caca ponds. For real, they do. They like start to stink up the place. And that other friend is still like, I can't smell it. Like they've got a clothespin on their nose. And you're like, take the clothespin off.
Yeah.
And taking the clothespin off is the growth. That, and you're like, oh my God, my old reliable no longer feels like it fit. No longer smells good. So truly, okay, here's the deal. How do you not feel guilty or bad? You're a human. You're going to feel guilty or bad.
Yes.
The important thing is that you keep on going, knowing that that is a normal feeling and that you replace that feeling with making sure you're doing stream-like things. So you are...
I love these visuals. Going,
exactly. You're going with the friends who are, you know, doing things in the world that feel really good for you, mm-hmm. or who are thinking higher level thoughts, having better conversations, maybe not talking about people, or maybe talking about creating things or doing great things in the world, or getting, you know, the gremlins out of your system, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
So I think that you just, again, go to the analogy or the old saying of like, fill your plate with so much good that there's less room for the guilt and feeling bad about your friend.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing you can do. But what I want to say, so normal. I mean, I fight with this every single day. And it's not even that the person is bad. It's that I just either need more time for myself or for a vision or for a dream. But there's always an element of guilt for me.
Yeah.
And it's just forgiving myself and saying, you know what? I am more concerned about what my God-given purpose is than like pleasing someone for...
Can't please everybody.
The short period of my life.
Yeah, you can't please that clothespin pond person.
No.
All the time.
No. So what do you do? Last words, let's impart like last words about, I know you've probably had to leave different people behind, even with moving, even with like, hey, you know what? I'm going with the love of my life. Like this is a gamble that I'm taking. You totally left social circles, not leave them permanently,
right.
But you had to like step away from them. And people are like, are you really doing this?
Yeah. And you're like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And those people,
what do you do?
You'll find that people will grow with you who want to grow with you.
Exactly.
And then you don't have to feel... Actually, I overheard two girls talking at a nail place last weekend.
Yeah.
And I could tell they're on a first date or something, kind of like a friend date.
Mm-hmm.
And then one... You could tell they just kind of weren't hitting it off. And one girl's like, so do you want to get brunch tomorrow? And the girl goes... You know, I have a lot going on tomorrow, so probably not, but thanks so much for inviting me. And it was really simple.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. Like, hey, I've got a lot going on. I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah.
I think it's just as easy as
that. I am so proud of her because she had to sit for the rest of that appointment and get her nails done.
Oh, yeah.
But let's really talk about that for one second. Can we just say that one moment of like, this is really hard and awkward and terrible. And I have to be on this, like, I have to finish this out.
Yes.
Every part of you is like, a good person would make this person feel better.
Yes.
But then she'd go home and be like, I have to freaking either go to brunch tomorrow and I have no time. And you'd be so resentful because you don't get something done.
Yes.
Or you just complain the whole time. Then you irritate the crap out of your roommate or your partner or your husband or whatever. And then you have to freaking go to brunch. Or...
And you don't want to.
Or you sit for 2 hours staring at your phone saying, how am I now going to flake on this person and write an excuse? Like... We would save so much energetic time and energy if we just spoke our actual truth. Like tear the Band-Aid off because it's going to be 10 times the pain later. So think of that. Whenever you're in an uncomfortable situation, I do that now with emails. I'm like, do I want 10 times the pain later or do I just want the normal allowance of pain right now. Send the email, say no, because you truly don't have time. So stop.
Right. And it's not, and the other girl took your grade. She was like, okay.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You know, it's no big deal.
We're going to end on this. Like, visit it once. If you can visit it once, like, just give it good thought, go with your gut, visit it once, say what you need to say. Mm-hmm. You get your life back.
Get it back.
Get it back.
Get it back, Lori.
Get it back. You guys, we're so grateful for you, and you deserve a big fat prize today. I think we should like really give prizes for like, did you make it to the end?
That would be awesome.
Oh my, we don't know how to tell though.
Yeah.
So everyone gets a prize.
You get a mental prize.
You know what? Give yourself a pat on the back or go buy yourself a coffee.
Yes.
Evans and I love coffee and love picture coffees. Us cheersing you. So here's to good health and to another great episode. I'm sending you guys so much love today. Over and out, Evans.
Over and out, Lori.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.